5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Who's bad? You got Brad Mines here, back again for another episode of the Halving Report. We are on episode 15. There's approximately 70 days left until the next Bitcoin halving occurs. The price of Bitcoin is approximately $8,865 American dollars. Time stamped on Monday, March 2nd at 7:58 p.m. I think it's funny, this theme song is called Dangerous Dog that you're hearing in the background right now, and it is the theme song for a popular podcast called Bad Crypto Podcast by Joel Klom and Travis Wright. Now, when I first got into crypto, I really liked these guys and thought they were funny listening to their podcast, but after some time, they spew a lot of Trump alt-right rhetoric, and I'm just not a fan of it. Everybody knows that I'm a Bernie bros. By the way, I got some Bernie merchandise coming in the mail. Today is Super Tuesday already. The states that are voting today are Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Vermont. Vermont being the home of Senator Sanders, where we hope to absolutely clean up the delegates there. What is much more important, though, is winning California, which is favored for Bernie Sanders right now and has a majority of delegates. Are you American? Are you going to vote tomorrow? I really think that you should if you are. Voter participation is key to a democracy. And what I see in the states right now is far from democracy. You're going to love what I'm going to tell you next, because I came across a good article that really breaks down how to start mining for the simple user. And now I am mining Monero on my computer. If you have unused computer power and you want to mine a really good coin for a passive income, check my show notes and check out the article. But basically, you're just installing a program and then choosing which mining pool you want to join. And bam, you're mining Monero or another cryptocurrency of your choice. But I choose Monero because Monero is a privacy coin and it has a reputable team and history. One of the main reasons why Monero is superior to Bitcoin is that it's ASIC resistant and it allows more users to mine at the CPU level rather than using graphics cards. Also, the coin is private, meaning that the money is more fungible, whereas Bitcoins can be easily tainted. So that means if you're a bad acting address or somebody doesn't like what you're doing, your Bitcoin address can be tainted and boycotted by the community. Thanks for listening to episode 15 of the Halving Report. I'll be back soon with US election updates and of course your daily dose of crypto.